former Department of Homeland Security intelligence officials and civil rights experts testified about security measures that can be taken to prevent future attacks like the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol while ensuring that civil rights are protected. Democratic Senator Gary Peters from Michigan says there was a lack of planning, breakdowns, and lack of preparation that allowed the January 6th attack to become a deadly encounter between protesters and security officials. Peters says steps can be taken to prevent future attacks.
The Office of Intelligence and Analysis, along with other intelligence and counterterrorism agencies, failed to effectively identify the threat on January 6th. We need to understand the factors that led to that failure and what concrete steps can be taken to better understand the current threats that we face and ensure the Department of Homeland Security is effectively sharing information with local and state law enforcement.
Peters says the Office of Intelligence needs to do more to combat the threats posed by white supremacists and anti-government violence that are dangerous to communities nationally. He says one major challenge that the Department of Intelligence faces is political pressure to downplay domestic terrorist threats. Peters says that during the Trump administration, the office reportedly didn't take threats of white supremacy seriously and censored certain intelligence information as the result of pressure from former President Donald Trump. Peters says a recent report from the FBI and DHS identified racially or ethnically motivated extremists, and most of the extremist threats were from white supremacists. Patricia Cogswell, a former deputy administrator at the Transportation Security Administration, also made suggestions of what can be done to prevent similar attacks.
Engaging the fusion centers, DHS INA should support state, local, territorial, and tribal partners with training, information, and all-source analysis that helps those partners based on the partner needs, and collaborating with other DHS entities to enable an effective information-sharing environment. DHS INA should support the design and funding of technical architectures and multi-use tools that enhance DHS's ability to match and exchange information where appropriate to achieve their missions.
Officials say that the DRS needs to take actions now to prevent future attacks. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.